to the Extra Magic Hour, a Disney Parks podcast. Here are your hosts, Anne Ravanos and Dimitri Ravanos.
Welcome to another edition of the Extra Magic Hour. I am Dimitri.
I'm Anne.
And we are back after an extended holiday break. So we are we're sorry we did not prepare you for how long we were going to take off, but we did. It happened. Let's just plow forward. I think it's best to focus on the future of our relationship and not the past. We bring in Kat now with the news. What's up, Kat?
Hi, everyone. Sorry, I'm getting over a cold. It was a pretty bad New Year's cold, but I'm feeling good, but my voice is still weird. So let's just jump on in. So on Christmas Day, the Disney company released a sneak peek of Pandora, the World of Avatar. Did you guys see this video?
No.
Okay, so it's kind of like what we've seen before, but I think it was like a really cool look, because I felt like it was more of a sneak peek of what the actual rides were going to be like. Like, I felt like we got to see the rides for a few more seconds and not just concept.
So is this, that makes sense. Is this video or is this just more drawings?
Yeah, it's video.
Okay.
And so, like, and they showed, like, the floating mountains. Now, remember, I've never seen Pandora, or Avatar. Sorry, I'm, like, getting my names confused, but I've never seen Avatar, and so like actually seeing those like mountains and how they float, like it looks really cool, and it kind of like actually made me excited until the end, because then they showed the audio animatronic and it freaked me out again.
Yeah, so we talked about this a few weeks ago on the show, that the animatronics are hyper real. All right, so I need to look at this, because I saw the still picture of the floating mountains up close. I did not realize there was a video associated with it.
Yeah, here, I'll send you the link. But I don't know, like, it seems really cool. And then I guess I just didn't understand that one of the rides is actually a water ride. And I'm like, you know, Disney could use some more water rides.
It's true, you know, especially in Animal Kingdom where, and help me out with this, because I feel like I remember this, but Mom does not remember it when I ask her about it. Was there not, the first time we went to Animal Kingdom, was there not a boat ride?
I don't think so. I don't remember a boat ride.
I feel like there was a boat ride that...
There was.
All right. There you go.
It was on... what's that waterway called? Like, the waterway around Discovery Island.
Let's just call it the Rivers of Life.
Okay, yeah, the Rivers of Life. There was one. I don't remember all the details, but I remember reading about it on one of the blogs I follow.
I remember that it was... I also don't remember a ton about it. I remember that it was one of these things. Because remember, Anne, the first time we went to Animal Kingdom, it was pretty soon after it opened. So there was a lot of stuff not even close to open yet. But I feel like the water ride was one of these things that opened and you could go through, you know, you could take the little cruise, but most of the effects and what was going to be there actually never ended up getting built.
I don't remember that at all, but I do remember on that same trip when Animal Kingdom first opened, we did go on the glass bottom boats at Wickiwaukee Springs.
Right, yeah, on the way back to Alabama, we stopped at Wickiwaukee Springs, and not only went on the glass bottom boats, we experienced one of the greatest mermaid shows.
It is the greatest.
That sounds awesome.
It is the kind of thing that I kind of want my kids to experience it so they could see what I had to go through having a little sister and a mom and really no dad on these kind of trips.
But I think your kids would love it, honestly. I think, especially Annie.
Oh, yeah. I think they would love it, too, at this age. I'm saying I would like to take them when they are 14 so they could experience what I experienced at this thing.
Me and Mom will still be going, so.
I don't doubt it. You've already missed, Kat, that Anne has convinced my son that if you just replace Dollywood with Mickey Mouse, Dolly Parton with Mickey Mouse, Dollywood would be the superior park to Magic Kingdom.
There's no convincing. This was his idea. This was Aaron's idea. This was not my idea.
You just encouraged it.
I gave him the option. I said, if you could only go to one park for the rest of your life and you have to pick between Dollywood and Disney World, which one would it be? And he said he couldn't choose. And I said, well, you have to choose. That's part of the game. And then that's when he said, well, if Mickey Mouse was at Dollywood and Dolly went to Disney World, then I'd go to Dollywood.
Now, would we lose all elements of Dolly from Dollywood, or would it just be Mickey Mouse walking around? Because I would hate to lose Dolly's closet, her style, your size.
It would just be Mickey Mouse walking around Dollywood. Everything would still be Dolly.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
All right, what else is in the news, Kat?
Okay, so the Festival of the Arts starts this weekend at Epcot, and, you know, they always want to make things more fun for kids. So this year, or for this festival, they are including Figment's Brush with the Master Scavenger Hunt. So it's basically like searching for the Remy during a Food and Wine Festival, but you're just looking for Figment instead.
So I've never done that search for Remy during the Food and Wine Festival. Have you went down this time during Food and Wine? Is it something that a lot of people participate in?
Not that I noticed, but I also felt like there weren't a lot of kids down at that time.
Yeah.
So we went to Epcot on a weekday, so like I didn't really notice anything, but we did see Remy when we weren't looking for him. So I don't know if anybody else did.
See, I would think that time would be when you would really see people looking for Remy, because during the week, it's mostly people that are there on their vacation or people that are really into Disney or the Food and Wine Festival or whatever. Like, it's the weekends that are just unbearable down there.
Yeah. We avoided Epcot like the plague on the weekend when we went.
Smartest play when you go that time of year. All right, what else is in the news?
So something really cool that I didn't see anywhere else. So there was a fire at a Kissimmee Extended Stay Hotel last Friday, the Friday before Christmas Eve, and it left 250 people with nowhere to stay for the holidays. And then Disney gave, I think, all of the families a place to stay on property. It doesn't say which resort, but I still thought it was really cool. And then they were also given free tickets to the Disney theme parks. So I thought that was really cool that Disney did that.
Yeah, that's really great of Disney to do something like that. I'm sure that with it being an extended stay hotel, I'm sure that these people were put into Pop Century would be my guess. So maybe there was a little bit of a squeeze in terms of baggage and everything. But the fact, A, that Disney had hotel rooms to do this, and B, didn't hold a hard line of, well, it's the holidays, we could sell these rooms for this amount, I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, and like I said, when I saw, like, I haven't heard anything about it, and I saw this, I was like, that is, like, awesome. So, and I think they were, like, they just stayed there for 2 days, so for Christmas Eve and Christmas, and then afterwards they went back to the Kissimmee Middle School. So,
Was that the shelter for them?
Yes.
Interesting. All right, well, I mean, hey, look, 2 days at Disney is better than spending 2 days in the Kissimmee Middle School waiting to figure out where you're going to go next.
Yeah, and you get to go to Disney World, too, with free tickets, so, hey.
Seriously. And next time we're down there, let's set a fire.
That sounds like a great idea.
I mean, it's the best way to pay for the tickets.
That's true.
Get some pyros.
All right, what else is in the news?
Okay, so our last piece of news, it's news, and then there's a rumor attached to it.
Okay.
So I'm sure you've heard that the Welcome Show is going to be replaced for a show at Cinderella's Castle.
Right.
Now, first of all, how do you guys feel about this?
I don't think I've ever seen the Welcome Show.
Yes, you have. It's the rope drop show.
I thought there was something beyond
good
that.
Morning.
Yeah. No, it's that when they all come out on the train and stuff. I get why they have to do it because of the crowds, but to me that defeats the purpose of, I don't know, the like rope drop.
Yeah, well, I agree. And is absolutely right. It is probably a safety thing would be my guess, but that's sort of one of the perks of getting there for rope drop is like, hey, if you're willing to stand in line for this, here's a show, here's an up close chance for you to see the characters.
And also, like,
excited too, like before you go into the park.
What's that?
Yes. Who are you saying that to, me or Anne?
To Anne. I couldn't understand what she said.
I said, I think it just makes it more exciting before you go into the park, too, that that's going on, like, before they even open the gate.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, agree wholeheartedly.
Yes. And, like, the welcome show is, like, one of my favorite shows at Disney World. And I didn't see – the first time I saw it was actually my honeymoon, so last year. And then I made my friends get up early to watch it this year. But, like, my dream is to be a trolley girl. So I just, like, love watching the trolley dancers up there.
Wait, like at Disney or just in general?
I'd like to be a trolley dancer at Dollywood.
Specifically at Disney, but hey, if there's trolley girls at Dollywood, sure, I'll go down there.
you could be a part of the It's a Wonderful Life stage show.
Oh God, it was awful. No, what I said was my dream ever since I was 9 years old when I first went to Dollywood was to be a clog dancer at Dollywood.
That so I can verify that.
Okay, well, the rumor attached to this is that it's only going to be temporary. So the Walt Disney World Railroad is going down for a 6-month refurbishment. And so they're saying that because it's going down for a refurbishment, they can't use the train for the welcome show, which is like the main thing for the welcome show. And so they say it's only going to be down, or this new show at the castle is only going to happen for 6 months while the train goes under the refurbishment, and then it will come back.
Well, that's good. I didn't realize that the train going down was the reason that they had to do this. I thought it was a matter of, you know, people are getting more and more wise to what rope drop actually means and what time it might actually happen as these podcasts and blogs become more and more popular. I thought it must be a safety thing.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, they said that the gift shops are going to be open. Starbucks, Starlight Bakery, whatever. They're going to be open, but you won't be able to go in any of the lands until the park officially opens.
You know what? I kind of like that just because, you know, when we go in, one of the first things both Anne and my wife always want to do is stop at Starbucks. I think this might alleviate some of that traffic a little bit.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
or add more people in the Starbucks line.
In the beginning, early on in the day, but if you're not going for rope drop, I think this is going to have a pretty good effect the rest of the day.
True.
Or maybe not the rest of the day, but like the rest of the morning, let's say.
But I feel So the Starbucks line in the morning is really long. They move really quickly. I've never had to wait over half an hour.
You know, that is true.
They move so fast. I mean, I know the line is scary when you see it, but I mean, like, if I'm in the line and I'm out the door, still, I'm out of there within 30 minutes. 30 minutes tops.
I mean, and that's fine if you're getting coffee, but for those of us that don't stop at Starbucks, that is like 30 minutes. We'd rather be doing something else. So even if they just get that down to like 20 minutes, I think this is a good thing.
True.
All right. We all agree.
Yes.
All right. Anything in the rumor, or was that the rumor that it's only a 6-month thing?
That was the rumor.
All right. Very good. Kat, thank you so much. And a belated happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
All right. All right, we have some emails to get to this week, so stick around. You are inside the Extra Magic Hour.
Bye! Hey everyone, it's Kat. We all know planning a Walt Disney World vacation takes a lot of time and effort. You gotta choose a resort, book dining, and choose fast passes. Well, I want to take the stress out of your vacation. Book your vacation with me through Magical Travel, and your trip planning will become as easy as pie. I'll take care of all the fine details for you at no additional cost. What's great about it is that you won't have to wake up early to get those hard-to-book reservations like Be Our Guest or Cinderella's Royal Table. I'll do my best to make your vacation the most fun and relaxing it can be. Even better, when you book a trip with me, I'll throw in a Disney gift card for you. Email me for a free quote at katarina@magicaltravel.com. That's katarina at magicaltravel.com. P.S. I also do all other Disney affiliates, so if you want to venture outside of the world, I will be able to help you there too. So what are you waiting for? Let's make your next trip magical.
Hello, I'm Storybook Julius, the White Dragon Podcast Network's resident Canadian and the host of Storybook Radio, a Walt Disney World and Universal Studios podcast appearing every Wednesday here on WDPN. Walt Disney was a storyteller, and well, so am I. Now, I'm not saying that I'm as cool as Walt Disney or anything, but I'm saying that if you're looking for a unique take on the Walt Disney World and Universal Studios theme parks, with immersive looks at their stories, backstories, and histories, you've come to the right place. Head on over to iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic to subscribe to and download the Storybook Radio podcast each and every Wednesday. You can also check out www.storybookradio.com for more details and more content.
So not only has it been a while since we have recorded a show, it's also been a while since we opened up the email folder, so we have six that are waiting for us, and literally from all corners of America.
Ooh.
Great contribution. All right. Thanks. Here's the first one from Ollie in Alabama. Hi, guys. What would it surprise us to learn you've never done at WDW?
You go first, because I have to think about it.
I have never watched a single movie at Epcot.
You did Ellen's Universe of Energy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not Epcot in total. World Showcase.
Have I? I've seen France.
I'm pretty sure you've seen China too.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Canada as well. I haven't done. I don't know. I can't think of. I mean, I'm sure there is something, but I don't know.
Have you done Tower of Terror?
I have done Tower of Terror a bunch of times.
Oh, okay.
I just don't like to do it anymore. I don't like free falls.
Man, is there anything you haven't done? Oh, I know something you haven't done. You haven't done Stitch's Great Escape.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, haven't done it. Don't have an urge to.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Are a lot of, shows, castle shows. I never stop to watch those.
Yeah, neither do I. No, I take that back. I watched whatever the castle show was when Sally and I got married. We stopped to watch it.
I mean, I'll watch it in passing, so I'm sure I've seen most of them all together. It's like different clips, throughout a trip. But I've never stopped and spent time to make sure I saw the whole thing at once.
So this is not something I've never done, but it has been easily 15 years since I've seen Illuminations.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while because...
I thought we saw it the last time we went down there for Christmas. I thought we went and saw it.
No, I wasn't there. Maybe you and Mom and Joe did, but I didn't do it.
Oh, huh.
Because the last time we went down there for Christmas... You remember Sally's mom was still alive and she really couldn't do that.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's been a while since I've... Is there anything it's been a long time since you've done?
I mean, Ellen's Universe of Energy has been forever. I just don't want to waste 45 minutes.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. It's time for that thing to go. I know people don't want Guardians of the Galaxy to come in, but if it replaces a bad ride, what does it matter?
Yeah, I haven't done that one in a while. I haven't done Mission Space since I think it first opened.
There's another one I've never done. Mission Space.
Oh, I thought you did it. I thought you did the light one.
No, because I get crazy motion sick, so I don't think I can handle Mission Space.
I haven't done a lot of stuff in Fantasyland in a long time. It's been forever since I've seen PhilharMagic.
Really? Yeah, I guess that's true, because it's been a while since I've seen PhilharMagic.
The last time I remember going to see PhilharMagic is when it was me, you, and Sally, and that girl goes, "Oh, banana."
one of my favorite memories. All right, the next one.
Tell that story real quick so you know what we're talking about.
We were at PhilharMagic, and when a banana came on the screen, the woman in front of us went, "Oh, bananas." And we all...
Wasn't that a good story, guys?
All right, the next one from Kim. The next one from Kate in Florida. Hey, gang, my last trip to WDW was easily the worst I've ever had. I wanted to share the story and get your thoughts because it had nothing to do with rides or shows or cast members. Hang on one second. Sorry. Where were we? My sister, our boyfriends, and I went in early December. She told me the only way they could join us is if we split a hotel room. I wasn't happy about it, but I didn't think it would be so bad. That's when I discovered my sister's boyfriend snores like a bear. In 4 days, I think I slept maybe 15 hours. My boyfriend was really unhappy about it, too. The only people who didn't seem to notice were my sister and him. I tried to drop hints about how awful it was the first night. After the second night, I said my boyfriend and I might get our own room. My sister's boyfriend was so mad because he insisted he never snores. I don't have a question. I just thought I'd share the story. Who does this sound like to you?
Dad?
Who swears they never snore, but snores like an animal?
Oh, Mom. God, I hate sharing a hotel with her. Sorry, Mom. I know you're listening. I love you very much. But I cannot sleep at all.
It's
okay.
All right, good stuff. So just a couple of quick suggestions. If you can afford it and you're staying with multiple people, more than just your spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, if you can afford it, the cabins at Fort Wilderness really do give you enough of a barrier between people that if someone snores, you don't have to deal with it. Obviously, there are plenty of options like that, but they get way more expensive. If you are doing this sort of thing, sharing a room with somebody and they are bringing along someone that snores or they themselves snore, stay off property. Stay off property at that Homewood Suites right across from the entrance to Disney Springs, because you can get rooms so much bigger and so much cheaper there.
Yeah, and this, like I said, a couple months ago when I stayed off property at one of those hotels across from Disney Springs, they offer all of the same services Disney does. They have shuttle transportation. They have all the same Disney hotel TV channels that are exclusive to Disney, Disney resorts. Only they get them too, because they're on Disney property. I mean, there's nothing different about these hotels except for the fact that Disney does not own them, and they are so much cheaper, and you get a view of all the parks.
And if none of that stuff is important to you, the last time Ann and I went down together, we did an Airbnb, and we got a 3-bedroom condo for $50 a night. And it was, what, maybe a 15-minute drive from the parks?
No, I don't even think it was that long
of
a drive.
I'm saying 15 with traffic. I'm including traffic in that.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you are the type of person that would rather be comfortable rather than just be closer to everything, Airbnb is the way to go. It absolutely is the way to go.
Yeah, I thought that was a good deal.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, the place wasn't super nice, but we didn't need it to be super nice. We just needed it to be comfortable.
Yeah.
All right, next one from Mallory in Indiana. Hey, Ann and Dimitri, have you ever bought something from WDW that you've gotten more than a year's use out of? Not clothes, but souvenir type stuff. Hairbrushes for my daughter.
What do you mean? I mean, Christmas ornaments and stuff?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess that qualifies. I don't know. Not clothes, but souvenir type stuff. I mean, I still... Well, now I have a new car, doesn't have a radio antenna, but my Haunted Mansion ghost lasted for multiple Halloweens.
I mean, I think I still have almost everything, unless I gave it away, but I mean, I still have all my ears and...
But is there anything you use, regularly, or, maybe an antenna topper that's on your car every single day?
No, I've never had an antenna on my car. I mean, I use, there are coffee mugs I get that I use every day and wash all the time that, the paint hasn't come off or anything like that. I'm trying to think what else.
I will say this. Hey, this is not something that you would buy unless you had kids, but the little spinny light things that Annie and Aaron used to love, those things lasted forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, and they played with them pretty regularly when they were a lot littler. But I found one at the bottom of a toy box, just maybe beginning of summer this year, as we were cleaning stuff out and giving stuff to Goodwill and everything. Still worked.
Huh. All the kitchen stuff I've ever gotten from Disney, I mean, that all wears pretty well.
Where's well like still usable. I will say that most of the kitchen stuff I've ever gotten from Disney that has the little rubber Mickey Mouse head on the end, the ears have all ripped off of them.
Oh, really?
But that's because I put them in my mouth and ripped the ears off.
Well, I don't really know what's happening, but
all right, the next. Sally, I don't know how this happened. I guess we need a new one. Oh,
remember when Mom used to have all those plastic grapes in her little fruit bowl on the coffee table? Me and you used to chew them off the vine.
Hell yeah! You don't want plastic grapes chewed on. Don't get plastic grapes.
We used to rip them off all the time.
No, you didn't rip them off because they were hollow, so you could just pop them right off.
Yeah.
I got to a point when I was a little bit older that I'd chew on them and then put them back on like no one will notice.
Gross. I probably reached the same ones, too.
Yeah, probably. All right. The next one from John in North Carolina says, I think you're really going to like this email. You're probably going to want to get to know John a little bit.
Okay.
I'm taking my kids to the world in April, and I have a question. Can we take our skateboards into the Did park? What? What'd you say?
I thought they were going to ask about the Busy Bee.
Oh, no. Can we take our skateboards into the park? We're starting a YouTube channel, and I think it would be an awesome place to shoot some videos of our stunts. John in North Carolina.
No, John, you can't do that.
I mean, think about it this way, John. Can you take your skateboard into Target or Walmart? No, because there are a lot of people there. Now multiply that number of people by, like, 20, and that's the number of people at Disney World. Although I do like the idea. Go ahead.
I said, but try anyways.
Absolutely. And if they say they have a problem with it, tell them they just don't know how to shred. I would love to see the video of John and his kids, like, on Peter Pan's flight, jumping out and doing, like, sick tricks on Tiny London.
And all things breaks.
I also have this idea in my head because they are starting a YouTube channel, even though this is not connected in any way. Because they are starting a YouTube channel in my head, that also means they are just starting to skateboard. So I have this image of children falling flat on their face, or like their only trick being like the skate to the end of a sidewalk and kick flip it up, and that's it.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Speaking of Disney World and skateboards and falling down, you remember when I fell off your skateboard at Disney World?
Yeah, I do.
This was in the parking lot, though, John. We knew enough not to try and take them into the parks.
Or did I?
Whoa, no way. Dang.
I'll never reveal my secret.
Sis, this is why you are just the coolest. You skateboard, you listen to 311.
The 311 is so good.
Huh?
The 311 is so good.
See, I understand some. Know that we have always been down.
If I All right, so who's the 311 fan again?
Not me.
I hate them, really.
I will say, the Blue Album holds up.
Pretty dang good, bro.
I mean, like, if your parents don't get you, it's good stuff. All right, the next one from Leslie in Florida. Hi, guys. Last year, one of you talked about Disney creating their own version of Pokemon Go. I was wondering if there's any information about that lately. I can't find anything about it online. I think we were speculating, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, since Pokemon Go isn't a thing anymore, I highly doubt that's a thing in their head at all.
Well, it's not a thing the way it was, but it doesn't mean there aren't still a ton of people playing it. I mean, Pokemon Go still has more registered users than Twitter does.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's big all over the world, so maybe it's not a big thing here, but it might be the kind of thing that international guests still want to play. I think we were speculating about this because Pokemon Go didn't become a big thing until after Universal had already announced their deal with Nintendo. And, you know, we were kind of speculating that Pokemon is one of Nintendo's big properties. Certainly they're going to do something to limit Pokemon Go in Disney World or something extra for Nintendo Land, that Disney would probably have to do something to answer that in some way.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I don't think until Nintendo Land, like, more information is released on that, I don't think we'll be getting anything from Disney on that end.
Maybe not, but with how quickly Universal Creative moves versus Walt Disney Imagineering, it is possible that they recognize they have to do something like this, have to get out in front of something like that. It's also possible that with as big of a deal as Pokemon Go was in the parks over the summer, they have already been working on something.
True dat, bro.
True dat indeed, sis. The last one is just signed D. Hello. I was wondering what your thoughts were on the best way to find discounted tickets. I've signed up for a timeshare presentation that promises 2 tickets per person in the past, but they were out of tickets the day we went. I've seen eBay auctions, but I'm always worried about those thoughts. I mean, look at what's going on Mouse Savers. See if you're a AAA member, go to the office and see what kind of offers they have. But don't ever go do the timeshare thing.
Wait, sorry, you were breaking up when you read the question. He's looking for discounted tickets?
Yeah, he says that I've signed up for a timeshare presentation that promises 2 tickets per person in the past, but they were out of tickets the day we went. I've seen eBay auctions, but I'm always worried about those thoughts. And I would say see what's on Mouse Savers, because they're pretty legit. Undercover Tourist is also pretty legit. Or go to your travel agent and see what they can do. Like, any online auction, anything that is buying already used tickets, that is a scam of the highest order, because you're not going to be able to use those.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know anything about any of this stuff, so I can't really put any information in here for you, but... yeah, do what Dimitri says.
The other thing, too, is if you are going down as part of a convention or a Run Disney event, usually there is a small discount on tickets offered through those, but don't try and outsmart the system. You're just going to get screwed.
What kind of discounts do they do for tickets?
For what?
Run Disney.
I think we got our tickets to Disneyland for like $10 a day less.
She'll look into that.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
All right, talk to you later.
Is that it?
I mean, for that second.
Hey, folks, Kevin Kessler from the White Dragon Podcast Network here. And one of the questions I get asked all the time is, Kevin, I want to have a podcast, but I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know anything about audio equipment. I don't know anything about editing. I don't know anything about how to post and promote a podcast. Well, folks, you are in luck, because what if I told you there is a way you can have your podcast with minimal effort from you and still be a part of the White Dragon Podcast Network, joining the family of 9 all-star podcasts that are already broadcasting 7 days a week here on WDPN. For a free consultation, please send an email to kevin@whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com, and I will tell you personally how we can take care of everything from the production to the editing to the posting to the server space to promotion of your podcast. I want to welcome you into the White Dragon Podcast Network family, so please drop me a line, kevin@whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com. I look forward to welcoming you into the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Hey, WDPN listeners, this is Allie Eibler from the Geek Watchtower. And as you know, we live in the golden age of geek culture. With all the movies, television shows, comic books, video games encompassing the world of geekdom, it can be a real chore to keep up with all of it. Well, here on the White Dragon Podcast Network, we have a little something called the Geek Watchtower. Kevin Kessler, Chris Doherty, and I run down the latest geek news items every Friday morning for you, before we focus on a fandom feature topic of the week. We're talking about everything from Batman to the Avengers, anime, Doctor Who, Disney, Nintendo, and so much more. So make sure you join Kevin, Chris, and I every Friday morning in the Geek Watchtower, where we monitor all the things that geeks watch. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course at WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com.
The Extra Magic Hour's just about over. Aww. But first... it's time for the glorious 3-hour finale.
All right, so before we go, there's been a lot of speculation of late about when Rivers of Light might debut. If you heard or if you subscribe to the Disney Dish podcast, which we reference on this show a lot, our pal Lynn Testa talked about actually having seen a test run of Rivers of Light and talked about just how much work it needs now that a number of floats have been removed. But then our pals over at Theme Park Tourist posted an article today noting that Rivers of Light has been removed from the list of upcoming 2017 attractions at Disney World, that the reviews for cast member previews were not exactly great as signs that these things may not be coming. However, or this might not be coming anytime soon. However, they do note that new signage has gone up. There is also some fast pass access points with you know, with the Mickey Mouse logo around Animal Kingdom. And merchandise for the show is available not only inside Animal Kingdom, but also on the Shop Disney app. So we talked about this on the last show. And are you, when this opens, will it affect your desire to be in Animal Kingdom later in any way?
I mean, I'll definitely want to see it now that it's taken forever, you know, to open. But I think it will affect my desire for that one night I want to see it. And then afterwards, I don't think I'll care.
Is there a nighttime spectacular, for lack of a better way of saying this, that you have to see? Like, you will, if you get into a park at rope drop, you are staying through the day because you want to see that show?
Not really. I mean, I always want to see Wishes, you know, our very last night there, but other than that, no. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've seen all of the fireworks shows so many times that it's not important to me anymore if I see them. I'd rather go do rides or go into the shops while everybody's, you know, out seeing the fireworks. So, I mean, not necessarily. I think it's time they update the fireworks shows.
I think that, you know, you and I saw the Star Wars, what was it called, Symphony in the Skies, the night that Episode 7 opened. So that was like a really special way to see that show. I would make plans to be in Hollywood Studios when the Star Wars fireworks come back, which I assume they're back now since the holiday show is over. But that's just because that's the newest one. And I'm not saying that it's time for Disney to get rid of nighttime spectaculars. It's like the, you know, it's the way you know the day in the park is over. I just wonder if all this fuss over Rivers of Light is worth it. I mean, I don't think it's going to do a whole lot for attendance in that park.
It seems like it's the longer they're putting it off, and as much as people have said that they don't like it or that it needs work, it seems like at this point they're just wasting a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, I think they probably, because of everything that has been going on at Universal, and by contrast, everything that is not going on in Disney World because of what has gone on in Shanghai, I feel like they're probably in this corner where they cannot just abandon this right now. And plus, they've invested a lot of money in it. But, you know, Lynn Testa on that podcast talked about that the shamans are making motions that are supposed to go to these little lantern boats that form shapes that everybody, you know, is supposed to be dazzled by, and they've taken those lantern boats out of the show because the GPS aren't working on those boats, but the shamans are still making the movement. So it's this thing, it's like, look over here, nothing, you know, and so right now it just looks really bad by all accounts.
Yeah.
And then you have, go ahead.
Well, I mean, if they've taken all the Rivers of Light stuff off the radar, why are they selling the merchandise?
I mean,
like, do you think they're going to pull it soon?
I think they are going to, they're going to fix it and or fix it as best they can and get it out. And honestly, I think this has always been seen, or not always. I think since the troubles came to light, this has been seen as a Band-Aid. Like, this is probably going to be the show for however long until we get to the park's 50th anniversary or the resort's 50th anniversary, and then they're going to do something bigger and better then.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. One of the funny things about that podcast, because, you know, Rivers of Light, one of the big attractions was it was going to bring those big water screens now with HD video like they have at Fantasmic, but more recently like they have at, what is it called, World of Color? in California Adventure, but they didn't take into account that the lagoon that Rivers of Light is in, they're actually, it's a living thing. Like, you know, World of Color and Rivers of America out in Disneyland, those are essentially swimming pools. This is a lagoon that fish live in, that there's plant life in, so these big water screens have a bit of a green tint to them because that's the color of the water they're shooting. Is Binks crawling on your computer?
Well, he's hungry, so his face is right in the... Well, his face is... he's trying to get to my face, and the computer is on my face. So.
All right, well, I guess we need to say goodbye.
Okay, bye!